Many of us have wondered what American soldiers could possibly have been thinking when they snapped photographs of the abuse of Iraqi prisoners. Two U.S. Marine reservists have been asking the same question. The young Marines are now back from Iraq and watching the war from their college dorm rooms in California. Bella Maeno of Youth Radio listened to their response to the scandal.
A year ago, former Marine reservist Ed Reyes returned from Iraq after taking part in the U.S. invasion. Now he's back at the University of California at Riverside, a 26-year-old art student. Here's what he says about the stories of prison abuse coming out of Iraq.
It was like Chris Rock said, you know, I wouldn't do it, but I understand. I'm not saying that I approve of it, but I understand the conditions that led up to them doing it.
Ed's buddy Luis Guerrero, a shy 21-year-old, resumed his freshman year at Riverside when he returned from Iraq a year ago.
I remember that. No, but you know what happened?
Luis was a field radio operator for a logistics unit. He says sometimes they had to round up Iraqis and detain them, and that when you see someone as your enemy and you feel like they're going to kill you, you start to look at them with hate. At some point, Luis says, you're going to lose your judgment, even if it's just for a minute or two. And it's up to you to know how to manage it, he says. He tells this story.
I think we picked up a couple of prisoners and we put barbed wire around them. I recall one of the corporals offering me an opportunity to go in there and abuse of them. It was a corporal.
Don't name him.
He went up to me and he said, "Hey, Guerrero, look, there goes one of those Iraqi guys. Want to go in there and kick him?" And I thought about it for a split second, but I guess my judgment came into play. I said, no, that's not the right thing to do. I'm just going to go back to my 5-ton, and if I'm called upon to do something, well, I got to do my job.
When you ask him about what happened at Abu Ghraib, Luis says the soldiers responsible should be treated harshly, possibly including higher-ups. But like his buddy Ed, Luis says the abuses don't really surprise him.
People see it on TV, and they're not living it. They find it surprising. They're like, oh, this is obscene. But then you tell me one thing that happens during a war that is not obscene.
There.
And as we've seen over the past weeks, the graphic images of war are not only televised, they're digitized. After Ed Reyes was called to Iraq, one of the first things he did was stock up on camera supplies.
We spend a lot of time patrolling and driving around, so, you know, we just whip out the camera real quick, take a picture. I mean, we wouldn't be taking out the camera if we did anything mission critical or important, but I mean, like I said, half the time we spent on the road and we got to see a lot of Iraq. I just took the pictures just as a record, you know, for my travels, I guess, because, I mean, me going to Iraq and going to war and back was, like, I guess, probably like the only real adventure I'll ever have.
These reservists say when they come home from Iraq, it's normal for them to scan their pictures onto a computer, email them around, or burn them onto a CD. It's a digital yearbook of a military unit's shared experience in Iraq. Ed put his photos on the web.
Okay, we're going to go in, and it says here's a link to it.
Some of the photos are just pretty pictures of the desert and the ruins in Babylon. But many of them are graphic shots of charred dead bodies or truncated torsos lying in the sand. The photos show us what he saw, and the captions he added tell us how he saw it. Ed and his fellow Marines nicknamed one burnt corpse Mr. Crispy.
When I first saw dead bodies, you know, I was like, you know, I've never seen dead bodies like that before. So, I mean, out of curiosity, you know, I whipped out the camera and stuff. I mean, I was in the car. I mean, we're still driving the whole time. I didn't, like, get out. Oh, Kodak moment. Just kind of, like, gave it to my driver, my guy on top, the gunner, and say, hey, take pictures. Basically what it was, you know, you find your photo ops when you can.
Ed points to another shot, one of Americans in camouflage giving candy to Iraqi children, and his caption reads, hey, kids, here's some candy. Now make sure you don't sneak up on me tonight or I'll have to shoot you.
Okay, so here's a picture of blown-up tanks, a big old statue of AK-47 on an Iraqi flag. That was pretty cool.
Ed's grisly photos and captions are disturbing, and what may have started as a personal travelogue is now part of a growing stream of images soldiers are bringing home, changing the way the world sees this war. For NPR News, I'm Belia Maeno.
That story was produced by Youth Radio.